So your marriage has lost its intimacy, its purpose, and its direction. How do you go about getting that back? Hey, Cody Butler here, marriage coach and founder of Better Marriage. And if this is your first time here, we work with men, helping them to repair, restore, and rebuild their marriage, even if it seems hopeless right now. And if you want some tips on how to do that, we've got a free workshop for you, link in the description. Make sure you check that out. So how do you go about restoring the intimacy, the purpose, and the direction of your marriage? Well, it all starts with step number one, and that is a change of attitude. One of the things that we say, one of the first things and most powerful things that we talk about in the marriage recovery program is when your attitude is right, the facts don't matter. And this is why we say that it doesn't matter where your marriage is right now. It doesn't matter how bad it seems, or your wife could even have told you that it's over or she's with another man. When you have the right attitude, the facts don't matter and everything can start to turn around, and it can start to turn around very, very quickly. Now, the exact opposite is true. When the attitude is wrong, the facts absolutely do matter. She's done this, he's done that, there's this problem. When your attitude is wrong, the facts absolutely do matter. So a change of situation starts with a change of mind, which is a change of attitude, right? There's no way that your situation is going to change until you change your mind, until you change your attitude. And with that being said, when the attitude is right, the facts don't matter. Really, the only questions that matter at that point are, what is the right attitude to have, or what are the right attitudes to hold? And that is what we cover, but we're gonna cover a few of those right here, which is, we'll go straight into tip number two, which is the attitude of a marriage is somewhere that you go to give. It's not somewhere that you go to get. Now, a lot of the people that we work with, they come to us and the question is, how can I get my wife to give me this? How can I get my wife to give me intimacy again? How can I get my wife to, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is that you're looking for? And the answer is, well, that's the wrong attitude, right? This is the attitude that you've been approaching the marriage with, and this is the results that it's been getting. To put it another way is, how's that attitude working out for you? How do I get what I want? How do I get mine out of the, get what's mine and rightfully mine out of the relationship? How do I get that? Well, you're approaching the marriage from the perspective of a marriage is somewhere that you go to get, and this is the wrong attitude. And effectively what happens is when you're approaching the marriage with the attitude of, I'm going there to get something from this, I'm going there to get my needs met, I'm going there to get what I need fulfilled, you've effectively got two starving people coming together saying, let's share our food. And this is why marriages start out great and then they go pear-shaped very, very quickly, because both of you think that you're going to get something out of the marriage, that you're going to get your needs met. When you've got two starving people coming together and they both think that they're going to get food from the other person, of course it's going to be a fantastically exciting and emotional experience. But when you realize that the other person is just going to eat what little food you've got left, and when the other person realizes that they're just going to eat what little food you've got left, this is where it goes pear-shaped very, very quickly. So it's shifting that attitude around of going into the marriage, of I go into the marriage to give, and if I get something back, that's fantastic. If I don't get anything back, that's fine as well, because that was the promise that I made, to have and to hold, to love and to cherish, for better or for worse. Read the small print of the contract, right? The marriage contract, the marriage promise that you made, the one-way unconditional covenant to your spouse to give irrespective of what is given back. So that's the first thing. It's changing the attitude from a marriage is a place that you go to get to a marriage is a place that you go to give, which follows on to the next attitude, or tip number three, and that we go into the marriage to understand, not to be understood. When we start to understand the laws of nature, sowing and reaping, all of these things, do unto your neighbor as you would have done unto yourself. The key to getting what you want is to give it first, is to pay it forward. If you want to be understood, seek to understand. If you want to receive, find ways to give. If you want to stop being resisted, find ways to stop the resistance that you're given. And when we put all of this together, the change of attitude, the shift of attitude from I'm not getting my needs met in this marriage, and I'm not being understood within this marriage, and Cody, how do I communicate myself to my wife, or how do I communicate myself to, and how do I get my marriage and my needs met within this marriage, all the wrong way of thinking, completely the wrong attitude. Shift your attitude, because when your attitude is right, the facts don't matter. And the right attitude is that we go to a marriage A marriage is a place that we go to give, and we go to a marriage to seek to understand. We don't go there to seek to be understood. And ultimately, giving is the seed that we plant. Understanding is the seed that we plant. If we want to be understood and have a bumper crop, then we have to plant those seeds. And whatever we give is what we're going to get back. But we have to give before we get. And we have to give freely and approach it from the perspective, which is the last attitude, is you give it as a gift. Now, many times I talk to people and they've done things for their wives. I've changed this aspect of my life and I've done this and I've picked up these responsibilities around the house and blah, blah, blah. I've given, 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 given. And she hasn't given me anything back. Well, guess what? You gave with expectation and she knew that you gave with expectation. You didn't give it because that was in your heart and you wanted to give her a gift. You gave out of expectation of return. Now, when you do that, the gift of giving, the gift of understanding, all of these things is going to be rendered null and void, and it's going to be returned to you with the interest of pain. It's going to come back in a painful way. We can't have the attitude that we go into the marriage to give, we go into the marriage to understand, not be understood, and then get upset when we don't receive back. So when we give as a gift. When we give freely with no expectation of return. And I know this is counterintuitive because it's scary to a lot of people, right? Because they're going to go, well, When do I get what I want? It's like you have to forget yourself. You have to forget your own needs. And it's only when you can do that, it's only when you can put the other person's needs before your own needs as a gift with no expectation of something coming back, with no attachment to the outcome, that truly, truly does the reciprocation come back. And you will receive fivefold, tenfold, 100 times what you put into the relationship. So I hope that helps. This is what we help people do. And if you want to talk to us about that, then there's some links in the description. Happy to talk to you about how we can help you rebuild, repair, restore your marriage. If that's not for you, awesome. I hope you enjoyed this video. Check out some more and we'll see you very soon.